Late one evening, a few days after this big adventure, when Piglet was thinking of going to bed, and thinking how nice it would be if he were already in bed, and what a bore it was that he wasn't already in bed, and how he liked his yellow pyjamas much better than his green ones, there was a knock on the door. It was Pooh.
"Sorry to come home so late, Piglet, but it takes time, you know."
"What does, Pooh?"
"Hums does. You think one is coming and it really wants to come, only it suddenly decides that it won't come until later, and maybe not even then. Like sneezing. And then, Piglet, it comes all of a sudden and you have to be ready for it with a piece of paper."
"The sneeze?"
"The hum."
"Oh, Pooh!"
cried Piglet.
"Is it a very long one?"
"Longer than most, and almost as long as some,"
said Pooh. Then Piglet got into his best listening position, which he did by burrowing down in the cushion that lay on the chair with the lilac upholstery. He felt himself getting rather red in the face, especially when Pooh cleared his throat and began.
"Oh, it wouldn't rain and it wouldn't snow and the sun shone all day long. Ho!"
At this point, Pooh broke off.
"You must join in with the hoes when you get to know when they are coming, Piglet," he said.
"I will, Pooh. Ho! Is that right?"
"It's just right,"
said Pooh. "Sit on."
"Oh, it wouldn't rain and it wouldn't snow and the sun shone all day long. Ho! And there was a cloud in the whole of the sky and the river ran wet until it ran dry and all of the animals standing by cried ho, ho, ho."
"Ho!"
said Piglet and smiled happily.
"Oh, it wouldn't rain and it wouldn't snow and the sun shone all day long. Ho! Then out of the river there came a thing called an ot, whose name was Lottie, unless it was not, with a ho, ho, diddle-dum, ho."
"Ho!"
said Piglet, but this time he sounded a little worried.
"Oh, it didn't rain and it wouldn't snow and the sun shone all day long. Ho! Then Eeyore remembered there once was a well, but where it had been he could no longer tell. But Lottie could smell it, a watery smell, with a diddle-dum, diddle-dum, ho."
"Ho!"
said Piglet in a rather quiet voice.
"Oh, it hasn't rained and it hasn't snowed and the sun shines all day long. Oh, but there's water now in our friendly wood, which when it is hot feels extremely good. And if you don't join in this song, you should. With a ho, ho, diddle-dum, ho. With a ho, 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 ho,
ho,"
whispered Piglet in the tiniest voice yet.
"What's wrong, Piglet?"
asked Pooh anxiously.
"Don't you like my new hum?"
"Yes, Pooh," said Piglet. "I do rather like it, and all the ho-ho-hos and everything, but...
Anyway, Piglet, I must go to bed now that you've heard the hum, and I was so pleased that you were the first to hear it. Tomorrow we'll go and hum it to the others," said Pooh,
and he went off happily to bed. But long after Pooh was asleep, Piglet lay awake thinking about hums and why this one had seemed a little...
"I mean the arrival of an otter in the forest,"
he said to himself with a frown of concentration.
"It's certainly a big thing, and finding water when you need it is a very big thing. And nobody in the world heard Pooh's hum before I did. And tomorrow we're going to hum it to the others together, and that's something, too. So if the hum was a little, not quite, well, it doesn't really matter. Maybe tomorrow there will be another adventure with me in it, and Pooh will write another hum about it, and then
I shan't feel quite so...
But before he knew exactly what he might not feel quite so-ish about, he had fallen asleep and was dreaming about a tame heffalump and a friendly thesaurus and snoring a few very quiet snores, although, of course, there was nobody to hear him, so you and I are the only ones to know.